Randy Merriman, can I help you, please?
Randy, my name is Roy D. Mercer. I live out here in Dixon, Kentucky, over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I was in your shop and bought me some foam sealer.
Uh-huh.
I was using that this morning to seal up some windows.
Uh-huh.
And we're keeping my mother-in-law's little Pekingese dog, Labrador G. Robinson, is what he's called it, and he was down there, and I put that foam can down, one of them things with a trigger on it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing stuck, and that little dog was down there, and he got to lapping at it, and I didn't see it, and it foam sealed his mouth shut down there.
It did.
I damn sure did, and I tell you what's worse, that the little dog had come down sick a couple of days ago, had him a cold, and he had his stopped up nose, and hell, it, the little thing, I guess he drowned in his own snot down there, Randy.
He did?
Yep.
I don't know what to say.
It ain't funny, I tell you.
Trust me, I'm not laughing.
I guarantee. Well, how'd you feel like if you had your mouth sealed
up? Well, I can imagine how it'd feel. I just can't imagine.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen, Randy.
Yeah.
And I tell you.
It's just a heck of a tragedy. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm pretty PO'd about it. I tell you what I need. My mother-in-law ain't going to be back in town till Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this dog costs, and I don't want to y'all to reimburse me for the cost of the dog. What I'd like to do, she's kind of old, and I don't think, you know, it'd make a whole lot of difference if we just had that dog taxidermied. And I was hoping...
I'm sorry, sir. We wouldn't be able to help you.
Pay for that.
No, we wouldn't be able to help you in any way.
Well, by God, why not?
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility if you laid the can down.
Well, I set it down right there, and the trigger stuck on it, and it foamed all out there.
Okay, but it still wouldn't be our responsibility.
Bull butter.
Well, it would, sir.
I guarantee you, how'd you like me just come down there and whoop your ass?
Well, sir, I don't think that would be a proper thing to do either.
Well, I'm bound and determined to get the situation took care of, and I think we could do it for about $300 taxidermy.
I'm sorry, sir.
That was a prize pet.
Well,
Randy.
I'm sorry, sir. I wish that I could help you, but we can't take responsibility in something like that.
Right now, I tell you, and I'm not sure how long it's going to stay good. I got him in the freezer right next to the push pops over there. And I think if we took him in this afternoon, I need to get him to the taxidermy this afternoon, so I get him back by Friday. So she won't, you know, when she come in here Saturday, she's gonna be a matter in a wet hen.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
Yeah, I like I said, I wished I could do something for you, but there's not a lot I can do.
Well,
for
then you just in for an ass whooping then. How big a boy are you?
I'm a pretty big old boy, but I give up my fighting from the Vietnam days. I quit fighting when I came back.
I got me a time life set full of ass whoop over here, Randy.
Do you really?
I guarantee you.
She's gonna leave
me out of the will.
No, I don't think she'd do that.
I guarantee you not, because she's got Cadillacs on both eyes, and I don't think she'd really tell if Edward G. Robinson there's anything wrong with him for a while.
Yeah.
But I need about $300 to get him taxidermy.
Well, I wished I could help you, but there's nothing I can do in this circumstance.
Well, we were going to have him taxidermy setting up, because he used to set up in Mama Upshaw's lap and hold a cigar in his mouth.
Right.
And I think we was going to have him taxidermy that way. So you just get ready to make me out a check for three. How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here all evening this evening, sir.
Well, I'll be down there. What do you look like when I get there?
I'm a big old boy. When you come in, you'll see my picture on the wall on the front entrance door when you come in.
You ever had an ass whooping over something like this?
No, but it'd be the first one I ever had.
Well, I guarantee you. Come down there this afternoon, and I'm going to either pick up a $300 check, or I'm going to give you about $300 worth of pop knots on your head.
Well, I won't be able to give you a $300 check, so I guess I'll take the second.
Yeah, so you just make that check out at $300. The taxidermist's name is Dr. Gropner.
Dr. Gropner, huh?
Yeah.
Who the hell is this, anyway? That's the best story that I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's one of the best I ever heard, too.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
This here is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
How in the cat hair are you?
I'm finer than frog hair split about four ways. You heard me giggling when I was laughing the first time,
well,
didn't
it,
you?
It ain't funny.
I couldn't take it much more.
Now, I tell you, Randy, that little Eddie G, he used to, Mama Upshaw used to have him riding down there in the floorboard of her car, and she taught him how to work a dimmer switch.
I'm telling you, this has got to be the funniest thing I've ever had happen to me.
Well, I tell you what, we'll, if Eddie G ever sires any pups, we'll give you the pick
of
the litter.
Would you please do me a favor? Yeah. Make sure he ain't smoking a cigar, because I can't stand cigar smoke.
Now, he don't smoke it. He just holds it in his mouth.
Oh, he just holds it in his mouth for you.
Yeah, they had him smoking it down there. He was at a dairy freeze, and they had him out front smoking it, but the ASPCA come by there, and they shut it down.
When he was next to the push pops, did he have the cigar then, or was that...
I tell you what, you probably hadn't had this much fun since you went back in the back and opened a shellac can.
I swear to God, that was great.